We're working towards communion, so we'll have the sermon before the worship team leads us in the rest of the music. But before that, I'd like to remind you of what I told you last week, that this February, is Feedback Month. Talked to you about that last week, or maybe I should have said Initial Feedback Month. We're trying, as leadership, to give you and the church family, week by week in January and February, a small version of the experience that we've been going through over the last couple of years. So rather than just kind of showing up with the great big plan that we've developed, we believe under the Lord's leading, all in one fell swoop and leave you reeling and gasping, we want to give it to you in bits and bites so that like us, as we got it in bits and bites over a several year period, you can at least over a several week period be prepared to respond and to pray and to help us understand the will of God. So here's the next little piece. Last week, if you're here, you remember that Jane and Graham and Lyle, each for themselves, talked about what the Lord is leading them in regard to their ministries and how a facility expansion of some size and dimension would enable them to do the ministry. Let me just summarize that and give you the next bit of detail about that. What Jane is saying on behalf of children's ministry with the growth that they have enjoyed and the growth that they're anticipating is that their ability to do ministry would be greatly facilitated by a separate facility, a children's wing, which would mean that all the Grow Zone gang, from the babies and the toddlers up through the preschoolers and the school kids up to grade 5, would have a single entrance in which a family could drop off all their Grow Zone people all at once, and they would be securely kept and looked after in one place with one entrance and exit. And the big deal in the children's facility that Jane would be looking forward to is a room, a big room, along with small classrooms for traditional Sunday school teaching and small group experience, a big room with something of a stage where 150 kids at a time, whether that's on any given meeting, the whole Grow Zone assembly, or whether that's a slice of them, 150 pajama and PJ, popcorn and PJ kids, or 150 WOW kids, could be involved in ministry. Here's the key point, while the rest of the building is being used by the rest of the church family, for example, on a Sunday morning. So that's what she's got in mind. What Graham has got in mind is a separate facility or a youth wing that the junior high and the senior high would share. The junior high has quadrupled. He said that in the first service. Didn't come out in the second service. But the junior high is now 50 or 60 kids. And the senior high is growing as well. And he's envisioning a youth center, which would involve small rooms and big rooms. A big room is something of a stage, so youth stuff could go on while the rest of the building is being used by the rest of us, for example, on a Sunday morning. And the key ingredient for him would be that the youth center, the youth wing, could be used as a drop-in style center for ministry on weekdays and weeknights and weekends, a thing that high school kids could drop in on, which would require that it be able to be locked off from the rest of the building so that the youth that we attract from the neighborhood would not be sort of wandering at large, looking at what we got and seeing what doors go to where, but would be in a controlled space. And that's what he's got in mind. And think about it, if the children's ministry and the youth ministry are off in an expanded part of the facility, then they've evacuated all of this, which frees up what is now the youth space and the children's space and the back space for adults. And next week I'll give you a slice of what Lyle and I and Ming from the Mandarin Church are thinking about what we would do with all this space if it was opened up or freed for adult ministry and community impact, and that's the next slice of the thing. But I think what would be most helpful just now, I'll go over here, just to give it a whole new look. You guys notice I'm wearing glasses? I would like to put what we're planning in historical perspective. So let me tell you about two other points in the story of West London Alliance Church. I want to go back to the 70s. Early 70s, when a man named Thomas, Franklin Thomas, was the pastor. And the church was not here. It was on Oxford Street. It was called the Oxford Street Alliance Church. It was a little group of about 125 people. And in those days, in the early and mid-70s, that little group of about 125 people took a great, big, bold, forward-looking step of faith. What they did was they bought this property, 8 acres of land on Hutton Side Road, with the understanding that somebody was going to build a bridge across the Thames River, making this Wonderland Road North. And they said, who would ever build that? What are you, like Guy Lombardo or something? And so the bridge was built, and we moved here because that little church thought big. And I just wonder if there's anyone here who is a part of Oxford Street Alliance Church in the days of Pastor Thomas. Anybody here at all? If you are, would you stand? I've got a feeling that the only couple of people I know that are still here are 11 o'clockers. Who's standing? I can't see. Oh, who is that? It's Lillian. Lillian, hold it. Hold it. I can see you now, but the spotlights are still a bit of a problem. I would like to say, on behalf of the current church family, to you, on behalf of the people who are still with us, thank you. We think now that was a great thing for you folks to do, and it must have involved sacrifice and commitment, and there must have been people who thought you were crazy to buy 8 acres, and you paid $160,000 for it. But that little church of 125 people took a great, big, forward-looking, $500,000 step of faith, and we're here because of it. Now, flash forward to the 1980s, and I wonder if anybody remembers 1987. And we were about 300 people then. I remember those days. And we took, as a group of about 300, another great, big, bold, forward-looking step of faith. We decided to virtually double the size of the facility. We were 12,000 square feet, decided to go to 25,000 square feet. So we built the fireside room, the back classrooms, the kitchen, the gym, the south foyer, and the nursery space, and became double the size. And we already had, at the time, a mortgage of about $250,000 left over from the initial move, and we didn't let that stop us. We borrowed another $700,000 and so took, as a church of 300, a great, big, bold, forward-looking, million-dollar step of faith. And if you were part of the 1987-1988 crowd, would you please stand? And let me say, on behalf of all of us who are here, thank you. We think that was a great thing you did. You may be seated. So, now here we are in the year 2006. A long time has gone past, and we've been using the 25,000 square feet all these years. And many of us wouldn't be here if the ministries that have taken place because we had the facility have been taking place. And now we're a crowd of about 700. We don't look it because we've got two services, right? But we're a crowd of 700. And we are thinking about a children's wing and a youth wing and more adult ministry space. We're seeing the apartments going up all around us. We know that they're filled with new Canadians by the very nature of how people move to Canada. And we would like to compound and augment our ESL ministry that we're doing jointly with the Mandarin Church. We'd like to give the Mandarin Church some separate floor space. You'll hear more about that next week. We've got all these plans before us. Now, do the arithmetic. If we're thinking of a building that's worth building so that expansion that's worth building so that children's ministry and youth ministry are better facilitated, we're talking about 20,000 square feet. And the cost of building these days makes it a plan in excess of $2 million. And when you take the development of the property, paving this parking lot, satisfying city regulations in terms of curbage and all that stuff, it's way closer to $3 million than $2 million. But we are a crowd of 700 people. And we're talking here, leadership to membership, about a great, big, bold step of faith. Actually, a multi-million dollar step of faith in 2006 and 2007 dollars. So, we're talking to you. And in your bulletin, there is a feedback form. It's kind of an initial feedback form. And what we'd like from you this month, not immediately particularly, you could go meet if you like, but this month is to prayerfully think through what you've heard so far and what you'll be hearing in the next couple of weeks and work with us. It's called Come On In. We want you to come on in on the discussion. Because we as leadership understand that it's up to us to get from God some big plans. And it's up to you as the people of the church to respond to those big plans, and it's up to us to listen to you as you respond. And if we can get this back from you before the annual meeting, then we'll go into the annual meeting with a clear idea of what at least some of you are thinking. And we'd really like all of you who are part of us to let us know what you're thinking. Look, just because we can do it doesn't mean we should. But just because we don't have to doesn't mean we shouldn't. Just because a whole lot of us would like to do it doesn't mean we should. Just because a number of us think we shouldn't do it doesn't necessarily mean we shouldn't. What matters is what God is leading us to do. And it's obvious that either God means for us to do it or doesn't mean for us to do it. And how do we find that out? Well, the leadership, the board, and the staff have been praying a lot for years. And now we're getting this clear picture of what we might do. So now it's your turn to speak and to think and to pray and to listen. And we listen to what you're saying. And then we sort it all out. And as the Lord has mercy upon us, perhaps he will allow us to take the next great big bold forward step of faith. And it just seems to me that if we decide as a church family that we really, really better not, because, wow, like, what are we talking about? That would be, you know, a big fundraising thing. That'd be a lot of cash in hand and a mortgage as well. What would we be thinking? Well, we'd be thinking similar thoughts to what they thought in the 1970s and what a number of us thought in the 1980s. And so it would fit right in. But that doesn't make it right either. So there's the form. We ask you to put your name on it. Please don't misunderstand that. Here's why. Because we're expecting to get a lot of these in and a whole lot of bright ideas. And if it's a bright idea from somebody's uncle who was just here on a Sunday but lives in Pasadena, then we need to know that. And if it's a thought, whether positive or negative, from someone who's actually a committed part of the church, it helps for us to know that. Anonymous notes don't help much, even if there's good ideas. We got good ideas. We need to know what the church family thinks. So we'd like you to take your time with this, pray about it, and get back to us. There's several ways in the fine print of how you can do that. Before the annual meeting, this is the initial feedback stuff. Realize that you're just getting snippets of it as we go. More will be clear in the weeks to come. More forms will be available in the weeks to come. And we'll have lots more opportunities for feedback after the annual meeting once you've seen some pictures of what we've got in mind. But it's the Lord's will that matters, right? We don't want to do anything that He doesn't mean for us to do. We don't want to fail to do anything that He means for us to do. So we need to be praying, and we could do some of that right now. Let's pray. Our great God, we bow before you. People who are benefiting from the faith and the boldness of those who have gone before us. And now we are the ones with the opportunity to impact our community and to reach out into the world, to be a place where people are gripped with your greatness and trained to be involved both here and overseas. We don't want to miss any opportunity you have for us, and we don't want our enthusiasm to get out of control and lead us into crazy and unnecessary risks. We want your will, and I pray that as the leadership listens to the membership, as the membership listens to you, you would help us all to come to understand what you're calling us to do, what we are to do with these big plans that we've developed as leaders, what the people should be thinking as they hear them and interact with them. So we look to you, Lord, to lead us. Thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for your Word. As we look into it just now, we pray you'll continue to dazzle us with your greatness, the greatness of your power and wisdom and justice and love. Pray that as a church, we will be led as your Spirit leads us now in the study of your Word. And this week and in the days of this month ahead,